Society builders pave the way to a better world, to a better day. A united approach to building a new society. Join a conversation for social transformation. Society builders. Ooh.
Society builders with your host, Dwayne Varon.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Society Builders. And thanks for joining the conversation for social transformation. We're again pausing our discussion on the science of depolarization today. I promise, I almost promise, that we'll pick up again on that theme in our next episode, barring some new urgent development, of course. But we're pausing this discussion today because of another exciting opportunity, and that's the advent of some more guidance from the Universal House of Justice. It's Rezvan message for 2024. This comes to you hot off the press. In fact, it's so hot off the press, it's still sizzling. So today, we explore the Rezvan message of 2024. Now, by now, you know, if you've been following this podcast series, you know that episodes where we can explore the guidance from the Universal House of Justice are our most exciting episodes, because the insights they provide us with here gives us so much deep guidance, guidance that we can reflect on that directly relates to our conditions and opportunities today. So I'm excited to join with you today in this journey of discovery. And once again, I start with my standard disclaimer here that my views are no more meritorious than yours. I share my reflections with absolutely no authority, and my views are not the official views of any Baha'i agency. So with that disclaimer, let's dive in. Now, I think to fully appreciate this Rezvan message, you really need to have explored the recent Nowruz message of the Universal House of Justice to the Baha'is in Iran. That was the focus of our last episode, because that message really sets the stage for this one, and this message really builds on much of the foundations of that message. So, for example, there's a reference in this message to us being, quote, true practitioners of peace. And it'd be easy to read past that reference without critical reflection. But when you frame these words within the context of the Nowruz message, suddenly it means something so much deeper, like there's a whole system of meaning behind those words. So if you haven't listened to our last episode yet, I'd encourage you to hear it because it will help you understand this message in a much deeper light. Okay, by now you know that whenever I reflect on a message from the Universal House of Justice, the first thing I do is look for how they analyze the conditions of the world. I mean, this is our crystal ball. This is the best we can get to understand what's happening in the world around us. And again, if you follow this podcast, you know that the recent messages of the Universal House of Justice paint an incredibly dark picture of the state of the world, a world polarized and paralyzed, where collective progress has seldom seemed gloomier, increasingly frustrated by the inability of present-day structures to meet humanity's needs. They describe a plethora of destructive forces and events which have left their traces in blood and anguish on the pages of history and the lives of billions, a crisis that is destabilizing and disrupting the world's order with destructive results and consequent confusion that are more apparent than any time past. I mean dark, right? And in this message, the Universal House of Justice really extends these brushstrokes, further elaborating on our dark, dark times. It's a moment of crisis. The condition of the world is growing more desperate, and its divisions more severe. And this is having its consequences in despair and conflict. Now, similar to its other recent messages, this dark condition, these forces of disintegration, are symbiotically tied to the countering forces of integration. And the message clearly focuses on our response to the pain and suffering around us, rather than on the doom and gloom that is growing. And here, they quote from Shoghi Effendi, who describes how a process of progressive deterioration in human affairs is occurring in parallel with another process, a process of integration, through which the arc of human salvation, society's ultimate haven, is being built up. Now, this is a reference to a message from the Beloved Guardian that was written in April of 1957, just a little over 6 months before his passing. And in this passage, Shoghi Effendi is describing the violent derangement of the world's equilibrium, the trembling that will seize the limbs of mankind. And in this passage, the Beloved Guardian goes on to describe the response that this must evoke. Now, my personal read here is that towards the beginning of the message, the Universal House of Justice is praising the community for its progress over the past 2 years. The community has taken the new plan to heart. We're seeing increased depth in our understanding and in the transition from community to society building. So there's a pat on our back saying, good job, community. But this is where the plight of the world comes in. It's like we're doing a good job, but the world around us is growing more desperate. Its divisions more severe. And so even though we're doing a good job, all of this makes new demands on us. And for me personally, this is the main theme of the entire message. It's a calling to help sensitize us to the desperate plight of humanity so we can better understand the growing demands this makes of us, both as individuals and as communities. And this relates to the sentence that really leapt out to me, which is their calling here. They say, all of this points to an urgent, inescapable conclusion. There must be a sustained, rapid rise in the number of those committing their time, their energy, their concentration to the success of this work. And that, I think, is the calling here, for a sustained, rapid rise in the number of those committing their time, their energy, their concentration to the success of this work. Okay, with that bird's eye view of the message, let's now dive into some of its detail. The second paragraph echoes a theme that they've previously elucidated on. Our suffering is one with humanity. We are being and will be impacted by the forces of destruction just like everybody else. And in fact, the point here is not for us to try to avoid this. It's not about us building bunkers. It's the opposite. It's about us rushing into the field to help humanity through this critical hour. This is so important. It's so powerful. I don't know if you remember, but in episode 13, I shared the story of Dr. Zia Baghdadi and the race riots in Chicago in the summer of 1919, the Red Summer. At a time when Black neighborhoods were being burnt to the ground by white hooligans, a time of absolute terror where even the police and fire departments dared not enter, Dr. Baghdadi rushed into these Black neighborhoods, bringing them food and medical care. And that's the image we should form, that our times need us, and that we need to rush to the aid of our fellow friends and neighbors. Yes, we are impacted by the forces of destruction, but we understand the forces at work, so we're not paralyzed by them. We understand the forces of an organic evolution that is at work, and we understand this with absolute clarity on its direction and destiny. We have a duty here, and it's to provide a desperate, suffering humanity with the ultimate haven they need, the ark of their salvation. They explain how even though we are affected by the travails of society, and I quote here, we're not confused by them. It is saddened by humanity's sufferings, but not paralyzed by them. Heartfelt concern must prompt sustained efforts to build communities that offer hope in place of despair, unity in place of conflict. Hope in place of despair, unity in place of conflict. So here, the Universal House of Justice is helping us understand our role in this drama playing out in the world, in this battle between the force of disintegration and integration, and our need to provide humanity with the haven they need to navigate through these difficult times, offering hope and helping cultivate unity. Now, if that's our role, how do we do that? And here, the Universal House of Justice reminds us that the plan provides us with the methods and instruments we need in a process that builds long-term, constructive processes that unfold over generations. And it's here that they frame this as part of the practice of peace building. And again, this builds on their recent Nowruz message, which I think is helping steer our society building focus to this meta narrative of peace building. And here they telescope, starting with the individual and growing up to family, neighborhood, and community. They say, we see it in every account of a heart being enkindled with the love of God, a family opening up its home to new friends, collaborators drawing on Baha'u'llah's teachings to address a social problem, a community strengthening a culture of mutual support, a neighborhood or village learning to initiate and sustain the actions necessary for its own spiritual and material progress, a locality being blessed with the emergence of a new spiritual assembly. So we have a clear role. The plan provides us with our methods and instruments, but the Universal House of Justice also provides us with our message for humanity. They say, where else but in Baha'u'llah's principle of the oneness of humankind can the world find a vision broad enough to unite all its diverse elements? How else but by translating that vision into an order based on unity and diversity, can the world heal the social fractures that divide it? Who else can be the leaven through which the peoples of the world can discover a new way of life, a pathway to enduring peace? And they call on us to extend then to everyone the hand of friendship, of common endeavor, of shared service, of collective learning, and advance as one. So let's reflect on these traits, extending the hand of friendship around a common endeavor, with shared service, collective learning, and advancing as one. Wow. And they elaborate further on that theme of service, helping us understand the special joy it creates. And joy is critical to navigating through dark times, right? They say, the call to service is an uplifting, all-embracing summons. It attracts every faithful soul, even those weighed down by cares and obligations. For in all the ways in which the faithful soul is occupied can be discovered deep-rooted devotion and a lifelong concern for the well-being of others. Such qualities give coherence to a life of manifold demands. And the sweetest moments of all for any enkindled heart are those spent with spiritual sisters and brothers tending to a society in need of spiritual nourishment. And by the way, there's a special calling here in this message for our youth. They say, while the entire community must surge forward, our youth must soar. Wow. And they highlight some very specific qualities that youth need to bring to this mission. Immense kindliness, courage, complete reliance on God, all in a path for them, reaching out to their peers and inviting them to join in our important work. And in their close, there's a nice little celebration, I think, for our focus on training. They say, in the holy shrines, with overflowing hearts, we thank Baha'u'llah for having raised you up and trained you in his ways, and we entreat him to send you his blessing. So inspiring. Now, as always, don't rely on this podcast as a substitute for your own study of this important message. My intent here is to further stimulate your study, both individually and as communities. I mean, the Universal House of Justice just sent you a letter. This is a letter to you. So read it and ask yourself how you want to respond to them. It's critical that you read this message for yourself to understand how the message speaks to you and what your unique response to it will be. So with that thought, I leave you to reflect. Thanks again for joining the conversation for social transformation. I look forward to continuing our journey together next time on Society Builders.
Society builders paved the way to a better world, to a better day. A united approach to building a new society. There's a crisis facing humanity. People suffer from a lack of unity. It's time for a better path to a new society. Join a conversation for social transformation. Society builders. Conversation for social transformation, society builders. So engage with the local communities and explore the exciting possibilities. We can elevate the atmosphere in which we move. The paradigm is shifting, it's so very uplifting. It's a new beat, a new song, a brand new groove. Join a conversation for social transformation, society builders. Join a conversation for social transformation, society builders. The Baha'i Faith has a lot to say, helping people discover a better way, with discourse and social action framed by unity. Now the time has come to lift the game and apply the teachings of the greatest name and rise to meet the glory of our destiny. Join a conversation for social transformation, society builders. Join a conversation for social transformation, society builders.